Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. This week, I would like to focus on a signal that has not made the financial headlines last week, but that I believe will likely become one of the most important market signals soon. And that is that we are experiencing the AI super exponential. And the super exponential comes in two forms, AI capabilities and AI adoption. What makes super exponential growth different from exponential is that the growth rate itself accelerates. It's quite difficult to come up with an intuition of what super exponential means, because we rarely encounter it in the physical world. Loosely speaking, exponential is like a snowball rolling downhill, super exponential when the slope gets steeper on the way down. So let's talk about AI adoption first. After ChatGPT, we now have the next AI application with super exponential adoption, OpenClaw. OpenClaw is a free open source AI assistant platform that you can run and install on your own computer. OpenClaw lets you create AI agents that can manage your inbox, read your emails, highlight what's important, draft replies, put together briefings, a daily summary of your calendar, unread messages, weather news, and other tasks, and shop and book for you online, from groceries to concert and travel bookings. Think of OpenClaw as a personal AI concierge service. OpenClaw can support running multiple specialized agents simultaneously. Users often run 5 or more agents and more than 1,000 agents in some experimental setups. These agents can work together and make sure that you get to the desired outcome, such as buying the required equipment for your next AI personalized vacation adventure. OpenClaw is the first open source project in history that has gained 100,000 stars on software collaboration platform GitHub in just 12 months. Less than half the time it took the previously fastest adopted software, TensorFlow, to have the same traction. OpenClaw is now the highest starred GitHub project. The reasons for its viral success are that anyone can see and improve the code. Your data stays local. You can add skills and customize it. And it works with many AI providers. So secondly, besides AI adoption, AI capabilities have been growing rapidly. The clearest demonstration? AI coding. In the last few months, AI coding has made huge leaps. Models can now handle big projects in many languages, debug their own code, and even write tests automatically. They now contribute to software projects almost end to end. So why the sudden jump? A few things: bigger and better trained models, large amounts of example code, and smarter ways for AI to learn from feedback and improve on its own. Quantifying these advances is difficult, as the benchmarks themselves are struggling to keep up with appropriate measurements. In my view, Meter's long horizon performance benchmark for software tasks is best suited to evaluate software performance. It measures multitask performance, not just a single task. And Meter shows signs of super exponential growth in AI software capabilities. AI software capabilities previously have been doubling every 7 months for 6 years. But recently, Claude Opus 4.6 more than doubled its predecessor's time horizon in just 2.5 months. So what do super exponential AI adoption and super exponential AI capabilities mean for the markets? Let's start with adoption. The fact that AI applications are adopted at an unprecedented speed poses a risk to existing digital platforms and the durability of their cash flows. The rise of agents also changes how consumers interact with the digital economy. The largest profit pools in the digital economy are tied to advertising, e-commerce, and software. Currently, we interact directly with these parts of the digital economy. But increasingly, agents are now becoming the middlemen that guide consumer choices. With agents autonomously executing tasks, the power of existing digital platforms and brands may diminish. For example, it does not matter how difficult it is to check out on a web page if an agent does it for you. Price and performance will likely matter more than brand for many products. Brand and platform trust will likely give way to agent trust over time. This poses a risk to the moats of existing digital platforms and may give rise to new agentic platforms. And secondly, on capabilities. AI coding is likely a harbinger of what's to come in other parts of knowledge work. If there's data that can train AI, AI is poised to become exponentially better. Last week's release of GPT is a good example. It's now on top of the leaderboard on Merkur's Apex Agents benchmark. This benchmark measures model performance for professional services work. GPT-5.4 excels at creating long-horizon deliverables, such as typical investment banking tasks, like slide decks, financial models, and legal analysis. As a result, productivity will improve, but it also poses a risk to the employment of knowledge workers. A job-light economic growth scenario seems plausible. Further rate cuts because of a sluggish labor market, which in turn lifts economic growth. So what's our investment advice based on these conclusions? On equities, we favor sectors in physical parts of the economy that are less susceptible to the immediate AI disruption risks. We see most parts of the digital economy at risk from reimagination by AI. One exception is cybersecurity software that is needed to secure and guardrail AI agents and the data they use. Diversification with different asset classes, including fixed income and commodities, remains key. Super exponential growth phases tend to end when they hit constraints. When this happens, we will have more clarity about the winners and losers in the public and private markets. Until then, stay well, stay diversified, and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.